Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I am very happy to sit with you in meditation, and we're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We're going to start very soon. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, and if you have a cat. And it's fine to sit in a chair. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. Hello, kitty cat. So before we sit, I want to just affirm to you what we're actually doing in meditation. Because there's all sorts of ideas about what it could be, what it should be, what it looks like the people in advertisements for meditation may be doing. Is it a way to relieve stress? Is it a way to achieve, greater performance or be a better leader? Is it a way to attain enlightenment? Is it a way to become more compassionate? And of course, the answer to all those questions is yes, it is. All of those things. However, when we sit to practice, it is none of those things. It is literally none of those things. It is literally just sitting. There's a particular technique, which you may know if we've sat together before, and if this is your first time, I'm going to lay it out for you very specifically, so don't worry. But there's a particular technique. It involves the posture, it involves the breath, it involves the way we work with our minds. But that technique taken all together is not the practice, actually. That is the foundation for the practice. That is the frame for the practice. That those things, the body, the breath, and the mind, are what allow the practice to actually get underway. And what is that practice? You may wonder, if it's not the posture, or if it's not becoming enlightened, if it's not, getting a better brain, having your brain work better, which would be awesome for all of us. What are we doing? Nothing. We are literally sitting here doing nothing except being who we are. In that sense, for all the words that have been written and songs that have been sung and stories that have been told about the results of meditation that may be quite blissful or transcendent, cool for those people. But what we're really doing is sitting here being who we are. I remember some months ago, maybe even some years ago, I was getting frustrated with my own practice. I was like, I've been doing this for a long time, y'all. I'm not doing anything different than you are, by the way. And just in case you ever thought, maybe Susan, doing is really great at meditation. I've been doing it longer. That's the only difference between you and me, presumably. But I'm sitting there doing the same thing. Is it over yet? What am I going to have for lunch? Why did that person say that thing to me 6 months ago? I should have said this instead. Oh, breathing. Better come back to my breath. Same thing. So one day I was sitting down to do this same thing, and I'm like, sick of meditating. Sick of trying to be a good meditator. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to sit here and be myself. I'm just going to sit here and be this one. I'm just going to sit on this cushion for 10 minutes being Susie Piver. And as I sat to do that, I realized, well, that actually is the practice, is to sit here being yourself. Nothing added, nothing taken away, nothing changed. To just sit here being who you are. And we have the posture and we have the instruction for the breath and the instruction for working with thoughts so that we can create a space for ourselves to just be. So again, contrary to all the words and the advertisements and so on, there is literally nothing more ordinary than meditation, even though it claims, and in many cases rightfully so, extraordinary benefits and consequences. Cool. Somehow the extraordinary benefits and consequences are tied to the depth of the ordinariness that we are able to relax into on the cushion. So here's what I mean by ordinary. Here are the main components of meditation, not the technique, the body, breath, and mind, but here's what has to be here for meditation to take place. Your body, can't do it without you. Your breath, and you. Those are the three things that we're doing. We're sitting here. Sitting here in our bodies, breathing, which we were doing anyway, so that's not something we're adding to meditation, and then being who we are. There is literally nothing you can remove from that equation. Can't take out your body, can't take out your breath, can't take out you. This is pared down to the most primal level. It is absurdly ordinary. And there is something about this absurd ordinariness that gives rise to the most profound qualities. Deep compassion, incisive wisdom, potent confidence, great joy, the ability to ride the waves of emotion, things that we really long for. The more ordinary we can be, the more simple we can be in the practice, the more profound it becomes. That's my experience. I didn't read that. I know that. So before we sit, I'll just say one more thing. I don't want you to believe a word that I am saying to you. In fact, I prefer it if you disbelieve and doubt and question. Don't make fun of me, because that hurts my feelings. But you don't have to take anything I'm saying at face value. In fact, please don't. Here's what I would ask you to do instead. Check it out. Test it. See, is this true? Is it that ordinary? Is there anything I can remove from the equation? What happens when I try to add things like, I don't know what, trying to change the way my mind works or feel different things than what I do feel? Does that help my meditation or does that create obstacles? If I can be very simple, are the results off the cushion more profound or not? Just because some Buddhist lady said they are, doesn't mean you have to believe it. So off the cushion, by the way, that's where we're looking for the results, not on the cushion. On the cushion, we're sitting here. Why did we say that? When's lunch? My foot hurts. Welcome to meditation. Off the cushion, however, we find that we have more patience. Our senses are more vibrant. And our willingness to care deepens exponentially. Those are the results of meditation. Don't take my word for it. Let's practice. So in meditation practice, there are three things to be mindful of, which we already discussed. First is your body. Here you are, in a body. Make note of that. We're not floating off into other realms. We're right here. Your legs are crossed, as mentioned, or you're sitting with your feet flat on the floor if you're in a chair. It's also fine to kneel if you find that more comfortable. And we want to rouse a sense of presence. And that's very embodied, actually. That's not a woo-woo thing. So anyway, imagine that from the waist down, you are planted in earth. And this is your root system. And it holds you in place. And it's rich. And it's dark. And it's strong. And it's right here. And up from that, like the trunk and limbs of a tree, your trunk and your limbs blossom. So there's a sense of lightness in the upper body. Like if it wasn't held by the lower body, it might float off. But of course, this rooted feeling and this buoyant feeling are as inseparable as your bottom half and your top half. So don't worry, you're not going to fly off. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. And just let the hands rest. We're not doing mudras or anything with the hands. They don't have to work. Take a break, you guys. Just let them rest. Sit up straight. And feel how your dignity increases when you simply sit up straight. Mine does. Let the front body soften, the belly, the area around the heart, the throat, three gates, intuition, emotion, speech, soften in their openness. And let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck feels long and the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold, in which case, breathe in a way that is comfortable for you. And in this practice, not kidding about this part, the eyes remain open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or 1.5 meters. And just let the gaze rest. Our eyes are reaching out all day long, mine are anyway. And now we can just let them rest on a spot, which is different than gripping that spot. And if you're visually impaired, use the sense of hearing instead. Just let your ears hear. The eyes are half closed and soft. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. This is the first mindfulness of body. Now bring your attention to your breath, which is not observing your breath. It's feeling your breath. So feel. Feel the inhale. And feel the exhale. Our body is doing the meditation practice. And we can connect with that by feeling the breath. Come in with the inhale and have a sense of flowing out with the exhale. The next inhale will just happen, I promise. And begin again to ride that cycle. You can imagine that your breath is like a hammock that swings in and out, and you place your mind in the hammock, and it rides the breath. It's rocked by the breath, as opposed to trying to hold on to the breath. This is the second mindfulness of breath. Then, finally, mindfulness of mind, which means just let yourself be as you are. Let your thoughts be as they are. Good ones, bad ones, happy, sad, violent, beautiful. All invited to the party. Speedy, spacious, peaceful, upset. Come on in. The vast majority of your thoughts will come and go on their own. Cool. You don't have to do anything about those thoughts. However, if you notice that you've become distracted by a particular line of thought, to the point, hear me now, that you've become completely distracted from your breath, you've lost awareness of it. Fabulous. Notice that. I'm thinking. You don't have to say that. Then let go of the thought. And the letting go is a real gesture of release. Bring your attention back to the breath. And simply begin again, feeling the cycle of breath. This is our practice. We'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together.